Grace, mercy, and peace are all yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there was a great celebration on that day. There was a great parade marching to and through the streets of Jerusalem. There was dancing and leaping with jubilant joy. King David, you see, was having the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God, which the Bible says is called by the name of Yahweh Sabaoth, or the Lord of Heavenly Hosts. This God who sits enthroned on the Ark between the two finely constructed cherubim. You see, it was not just that the king's house was in Jerusalem, but now the house of the Lord would dwell in Jerusalem. And it was not just that this king, this beloved king, was walking through the streets of Jerusalem, but God Almighty was in the streets of Jerusalem, in, with, and over the Ark of the God. And the whole nation was filled with exuberant joy, except for one person. That would be Michal, the daughter of Saul, the recently fallen king, but also the wife of David, the new king. She was angry. They had a strained marriage, to say the least. She was jealous of David on this day, the king, her husband, because he was dancing with great joy in front of the women of Israel. David responded to his wife's jealousy, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father, above his house, to point me, not your father, as prince over Israel, to point me as prince over the people of the Lord. It was before the Lord that I danced, and I will celebrate before the Lord." But even though this king's intent may have been righteous on this day, and even though his dancing may have been before the Lord and not the women of Israel, soon after this grand parade followed a scandal in this same city of Jerusalem. For this king, this David, who was chosen by the Lord, was led into temptation and into the arms of Bathsheba, not his wife, but the wife of Uriah the Hittite. A parade of joy and jubilation in honor of the Lord's presence in Jerusalem one day turns into a murderous scandal the next day. The beloved King David betrayed his friend Uriah, his friend, with a kiss, and so much more. A night with Bathsheba, an eventual secretive sentence to death. Oh, the irony that a son of David and Bathsheba, years later, would come to reign next over Jerusalem. This son of David would also enter Jerusalem on a great day of celebration, a great parade marching to and through the streets of Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, to shouts of "Long live King Solomon!" Now, this King Solomon would be known as the wisest human to ever live. Even the Queen of Sheba would come from afar to listen to the wisdom of King Solomon. But even though this king was wise, even though his riding on a donkey may have been from the Lord, not too long after this parade, great scandal would follow this king, this son of David. He too would be led into temptation. Not into the arms of a woman, but into the arms of 1,000 women. Oh, the irony. The irony that the son of David would come years later, riding into Jerusalem, to and through the streets of Jerusalem, in the same kind of fashion, riding on a donkey. There was a great celebration on that day, a parade of marching. There was dancing and leaping with jubilant joy. There was waving of palm branches and people singing, "Hosanna, son of David, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord." Little did they know that in, with, and over this donkey sat God Almighty in the flesh. The nation was filled with joy, exuberant joy, except for one people, "Shut these people up," the Pharisees demanded. They were angry and jealous because the people were dancing in front of Jesus. "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "if these people were silent, the rocks will cry out with praise." This king, this son of David, this Jesus of Nazareth was different from any other king to ever have walked the earth. Different from David, different from Solomon for sure. Oh, he was a king for sure too, but his kingdom was not of this earth. He had no soldiers to lead him out to battle. He had no place to dwell. His mission was not to extend the borders of Israel, nor to conquer other kingdoms, nor to raise tribute from foreign dignitaries. And when this king was led into temptation, he was not led into the arms of a woman in adultery. He was led directly to Satan and to the lies of Satan. And he would defeat temptation and he would defeat Satan with a simple yet most powerful word. His word. Because his kingdom is not of this world. And oh, the irony. A parade of joy and jubilation in honor of the Lord's presence in Jerusalem one day turns into a murderous scandal. For this beloved king, this son of David, was betrayed by his friend and disciple with a kiss and so much more. A night of beatings and mockings and scourgings with Caiaphas the high priest and Herod, the supposed king of the Jews, and Pilate, the governor of Judea, and an eventual secretive sentence to death, and then most gruesome public crucifixion. From palms to a cross. How did this happen? The love of a father had for his son. The love the heavenly father had for his first created son, whom he fashioned out of the dust. From palms to a cross, because after this son chose sin, the curse of sin declared from dust to dust. From palms to a cross, how did this happen? The love the son had for his father, his heavenly father, when the Son of God went willingly and obediently and yet innocently drinking from the Father's cup of wrath to bring salvation to the world. Ironically, the world he created. Ironically, to his forefathers of the flesh. To Solomon, to David, and yes, even to Adam. To his mothers, Mary and Bathsheba, and yes, even to Eve. To his brothers and his sisters. Yes, even to you and to me. From palms to cross, how does this happen? From joy to sorrow, from life to death, how does this happen? The answer is from God to man. God becoming man because this son of David, this king, his kingdom is not of this world. And only his kingdom can come from joy to sorrow back to joy again. Only his kingdom can come from life to death and back to life again. Only his kingdom rides through palms on the way to a cross so he can be buried. Only so that he can be sitting among his disciples again. God Almighty in, with, and under, and over, and around his disciples for eternity. And so now, even as we walk through the palms on the way to the cross, actually, let me start that over. Let me use the words of King David, the one who danced through the streets. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we now make our journey from palms to cross, let us now stand and confess our sins on page 5.